Investors dumped shares yesterday in a broad market sell-off that sent the Dow Jones Industrial sliding 3%, the NASDAQ Composite Index tumbling more than 6%. Tensions with China, combined with weak economic reports and another round of profit warnings, sparked the market rout. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The Bush administration's get-tough attitude with China set the stage for market jitters. Then the government reported factory orders had slowed to their lowest level in 16 months. And one by one, companies such as Ariba, Inctomy, Ford, and Xerox came out with more bad news about their earnings. It wasn't exactly panic selling, according to Art Hupperich, a technical analyst with Raymond James & Associates, but investors did react emotionally. With the first quarter over, their investor statements are a stark reminder that last year's market carnage isn't over.
People are starting to get their statements or anticipating their statements, and they're saying, hey, you know, I'm getting hammered. I'm going to start selling some stock.
Add to that, an important deadline, April 15th, is weighing on investors' minds. Hupperich says many people who lost money overall last year will be stuck with a tax bill on capital gains they made early in 2000.
You've got to realize we've got tax time coming up, and people still are going to have some tax consequences because the first quarter of 2000 was not that bad, and as a result, they have got to pay taxes. Now, last year, with the market going through the roof, there's no way they would have sold their stocks to meet their tax obligations. But now, since stocks are getting hammered, the investor mentality is, hey, I need to meet my tax bill. I'm going to start selling some stocks.
Of course, many of those stocks are held in mutual funds, which Hupperich predicts will be redeemed so shareholders can pay their taxes. In turn, fund managers are selling off assets to raise the cash to cover the redemptions. A year into this downturn, the financial markets have lost almost $5.3 trillion in value, as measured by the Wilshire 5000 Total Market Fund. The question dogging most investors is, where is the bottom? The answer, according to Ed Schuler, director of equity strategy at Sutro & Company, remains elusive for now.
There isn't some person that comes out and rings a bell when it's the bottom. Trying to determine where the bottom is very difficult, and it will probably pass before anybody knows that that was the bottom.
In the meantime, a few companies are bucking the earnings trend. Yesterday, Best Buy, the nation's top electronics retailer, announced its fourth quarter profits jumped 16% on stronger than expected sales, a reminder of the good old days when investing in the stock market seemed a sure thing. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.